cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we can. We can survive. We are surviving. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon here on Monday, January 30th, 2017. We've logged another great day in Donald Trump's first 100 days. If we get a chance later in the show, we'll hear Rudy Giuliani say that he believes Donald Trump in his first week has accomplished more than FDR did in his first 100 days. Of course, everything FDR accomplished was going in the wrong direction, but in sheer quantity, sheer volume, sheer indefatigability of the work effort of Donald Trump, Giuliani thinks he has accomplished more this week than in those 100 days of FDR. Let's see who we have here in the control room. As we begin our show, George, are you with us tonight?
George is here, James.
Boy, I'll tell you,
great day for America.
Yeah, indeed it has been, and we hope to have you out there in the audience on the show live tonight. We always do live shows. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. And the geniuses in Austin, where RBN, the Public Broadcasting Network, is headquartered, founded by John Stadtmiller and so ably run by him. And yes, I'm trying to make you blush, John. Yeah, he's right there in the studio. I just talked to him a moment ago. You know, folks, there is not I'll tell you, not many men have tried to create a network on our side. John Stadtmiller is such a man. And you, what we have, you need to support. It's not as if we have 20 Patriot radio networks out there, and if we lose one, big deal. We got 19 more. We don't. So please value what Mr. Stadtmiller has created here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help support it. So go to republicbroadcasting.org and see how you can help there. You can help this show. All the help you send to this show goes to RBN. So it's another way to help RBN. But let's get into the show. Sponsored by the American Freedom Party. And as if I haven't given you enough references, take a look at the AFP website, which is theamericanfreedomparty.us. So I'm giving you plenty to do here during the breaks tonight. Well, George, the another chalk up another great day for Donald Trump. And we will, let's see, I think I'd like to start here with someone who was visiting Donald Trump last week, Marine Le Pen, seen in the ice cream shop in the basement of Trump Tower. I want to play a little bit of Marine Le Pen for you and show you, this is going to be in French, so you're not going to understand much of it. I'll translate for you. What I want you to hear doesn't matter whether you speak French or not. She's talking to the European Parliament. She is a member of the European Parliament, which is this bogus body that rules the European Union, which is this bogus political monstrosity that folks like Marine Le Pen and Nigel Farage and our patriot friends in Europe are dismantling, just as Donald Trump is dismantling the globalist monstrosity set up in our country. But you can hear it in her voice. Just listen to the passion in her voice, and you'll understand what a force Marine Le Pen is. This doesn't come across in a reading a text or a translation. Listen to her voice, and then I'll tell you what she's saying. Let me dial it back. This is just a short segment of Marine Le Pen's talking to the hundreds of members of the European Parliament, and she is reading the Riot Act to them. You judge for yourself from her voice. Let's start in with her.
Mais à bien des égards, je suis obligé de le dire aussi. L'aliénation de la France à des politiques européennes imbéciles.
Okay, she just said, one of the reasons we French are pissed is the imbecilic policies of the European Union.
Constitue aujourd'hui un obstacle au retour de la sécurité des Français.
You're an obstacle to the security of the French people.
Au premier rang de ces politiques imbéciles, il y a la question de l'immigration massive.
Number one in your imbecilic policies is the question of massive immigration.
Qui est ancienne, qui est le terreau du communautarisme et la réponse aux questions que vous vous posez, mais pourquoi y a-t-il des terroristes qui sont nés sur nos territoires de l'Europe? Eh bien pour ça, parce que l'immigration massive a entraîné du communautarisme et que le communautarisme est le terreau dans lequel vient chercher, dans lequel le fondamentalisme islamiste vient chercher et vient...
Okay, I'll pause it there. She's saying, where's the terrorism coming from? It's coming from these Islamists that you have let in to Europe. Let me turn her back on again.
Recruter les futurs soldats. Commission européenne.
They're recruiting their future soldats, their future soldiers here in Europe.
Annonce qu'il y aura 3 millions de migrants qui arriveront dans l'Union européenne l'année prochaine. Bien sûr, nous ne mettons pas un trait d'égard.
It's been announced that there will be 3 million of these Islamic arrivals next year.
Égalité entre les migrants et les terroristes. Bien sûr, il n'en demeure pas moins que ce que je dénonçais dans ce Parlement au mois de septembre. L'infiltration de djihadistes au milieu des flux de migrants est une réalité. Et cette réalité, elle a tué vendredi dernier. Vous pouvez faire semblant de ne pas voir...
These terrorists are killing us. You can pretend not to see it.
Cela... Mais elle est là, cette réalité. Et on ne...
But it's here, this reality.
ne peut pas ne pas en tenir compte. Continuer à laisser ces flux de migrants de manière incontrôlée, alors que vous savez pertinemment que l'Union européenne et que les pays frontaliers de l'Union européenne sont dans l'incapacité totale de pouvoir...
The European countries, because of the EU, are totally incapable of controlling their borders.
Contrôler quoi que ce soit, et encore moins l'identité de ceux qui arrivent, eh bien, c'est se priver des moyens de lutter contre ce terrible danger. Alors,
and you have taken away from us the ability to fight against this terrible danger.
Moi, je vous le dis, nous souhaitons retrouver nos frontières nationales. Nous n'avons
I tell you, we want back our national borders.
Nous n'avons pas confiance dans les frontières de l'Europe qui sont une véritable passoire.
We have no confidence in European borders, which are a veritable sieve.
Aujourd'hui, les frontières françaises sont à nouveau contrôlées de manière temporaire. Eh bien, nous ferons tout ce qui est en notre pouvoir pour qu'elles soient contrôlées de manière absolument définitive.
In France, we will do everything in our power to regain control of our borders.
Vous nous parlez de contrôle, de renseignement. Mais quel contrôle ? Les passeports qui sont détenus par les terroristes, ce ne sont pas des faux passeports, ce sont des vrais passeports délivrés par l'État islamique dans les administrations dont ils ont pris le contrôle en Syrie. Ça aussi, c'est une réalité qu'il faut regarder en face. De la même manière, vous nous avez imposé l'austérité. Cette austérité, elle nous a obligés à nous désarmer. C'est à cause de l'austérité que l'Union européenne a imposée au pays que nous avons moins de militaires, que nous avons moins de policiers, que nous avons moins de gendarmes, que nous avons moins de douaniers.
We have less soldiers, less police, less border officials because you have disarmed us with your politics of austerity. They've stripped the budgets of these nations so that in order to support the EU instead.
Nous ne voulons plus de votre politique d'austérité.
We've had enough of your politics of austerity.
Nous ne voulons plus que ce soit vous qui décidiez quelle est la priorité.
We've had enough of you deciding our priorities.
Dans notre budget.
Of our budgets.
Nous voulons là encore retrouver notre souveraineté budgétaire.
We want to take back our budgetary sovereignty.
Pour décider qu'il est plus utile pour nous aujourd'hui d'accorder une priorité budgétaire à la sécurité de notre territoire.
We give our priority to the security of our territory.
C'est nous qui voulons décider.
It is us who want to decide.
De cela. Depuis le 13 novembre, l'état d'esprit des Français a changé. Les institutions européennes doivent comprendre que pour nous, rien ne sera plus jamais comme avant.
You have to understand that nothing for us will ever be like it was before the immigration folly.
La folie migratoire, la haine des frontières, l'obsession.
The hatred of borders.
Austéritaire. Les mauvais choix en matière d'alliance internationale sont devenus des dangers clairement identifiés par les Français. Une minorité grandissante partageait nos vues sur ces sujets. Nul doute que le regard est désormais très majoritairement lucide. Nous n'aurons de cesse de dénoncer ces dangers pour défendre la sécurité du peuple français
to defend the people of France.
Face aux actions que je considère criminelles.
Against actions by European institutions, we consider criminal.
Des institutions européennes.
Oh boy, she let him have it right in the kisser, and I'll close that out.
There's a lot of good, genuine anger. Passion was supposed to be banned altogether by Marxists, and
yeah.
Boy, has it returned in the last year. Our side is passionate now.
Yeah.
The sleeping giant's awake. You were just listening to Joan of Arc there, sports fan.
Yeah. Now, she has a very good shot at her election coming up. She has a good shot at winning the presidency of France. Her likely outcome is she will not win. She'll come in second. She will go into the runoff. This is very likely. Then there'll be a runoff election. And everybody, all of the politically correct and all of the institutions, the press, especially the press, this is what Donald Trump has made a lot of people realize, is that the press is our enemy, is at the center of the enemy formation. They will unite against Marine Le Pen and probably cause her to take second place in the runoff. But she may win, as Donald Trump won. But even if she comes in second, Everything will be different now in France, as she just said. So if she doesn't win this time, okay, we might have to wait till the next time for her to win. But she's not third-party politics. Let's put it this way, folks. I'm speaking as a director of the American Freedom Party. As third parties, we're used to being small and on the edge and having a secondary or tertiary sort of mission of educating and so on. But some of these third parties have moved into a lead. And Marine Le Pen, with her Front National, is such an example. The Front National, 20 years ago, was a thing like the American Freedom Party, a tiny third party with a good idea. That's your start. A small party with a good idea. It was launched by her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen. And that's how long it takes a good idea to develop. Jean-Marie Le Pen raised a daughter from a little girl to this incredible woman we see today, and she now has taken the torch and the mantle of leader of the Front National. But she is now in contention, as Nigel Farage's UKIP is in Britain, and as the Alternative for Deutschland is in Germany, and as Geert Wilders is in the Netherlands, with what were started as third parties but have now been propelled by the people, by you, responding to those third parties which had good ideas, which you demanded after the existing politically correct dominant parties combined to deny your will. And that's what's happening in every white nation. It's happening in Australia. It's happening in Canada. So there you have it, Marine Le Pen. Let's listen to, on the same subject of what's going on here, let's listen to the British view. We heard the French. Let's hear Nigel Farage with the British view. This is Nigel Farage standing in the very same hall, in the same days, really, on the same day as Marine Le Pen. Let's hear what Nigel Farage has to say to these same European Parliament members. Move it forward here till he's speaking. Here he comes.
Christmas. Let's think of those events in terms of the three wise men bearing their gifts. First, we had the Brexit deliverance. Then we had the Trump triumph. And then thirdly, of course, the Italian rebellion. It's just that in this case, the gifts were all the same. Democracy and the rebirth of the nation state. And I really think you better listen, because I know in the past you've managed to ignore Danish, Dutch, Irish and French referendums, but this time it is for real. A democratic revolution has begun. And yet, when the 28 leaders of the EU countries meet tomorrow, on the agenda, I see no sign of humility. I see no understanding of what has happened at all. In fact, what I see is the implementation plan of the EU global strategy on security and defence. In simple English, EU militarisation, the building of a European army, and indeed Mr. Juncker used Donald Trump's magnificent victory to say, well, that means that NATO won't be here anymore. We have to do this ourselves, is what you said. And I think this is a huge and dangerous error. Trump is not a threat to NATO. He wants it to be redefined, and he wants the members to pay their way. It is Mr. Juncker who is a threat to NATO. And you can pretend today, if you like, that your military structure is going to run in parallel with NATO, but those two structures cannot run together.
Let me pause this. And so there you have, we'll come back to Nigel Farage. But let's go. I think we've got some callers. Engineer, do we have a couple of callers? I think we do. We'll get to those right after this break. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. We've got a couple callers waiting. And before we go to the callers, I think we're looking at Jeff in Chicago and Tom in Florida. Yes, we are. I'll get to you, gentlemen. I want to do a little bit more of Nigel Farage. A little survey here of our leaders, our nationalist leaders. We heard Marine Le Pen. We're hearing a little of Nigel Farage. And then we're going to hear from our leader, Donald Trump, here in a moment. His weekly address, it's only 2 minutes and a few seconds long. And you can compare these three nationalist leaders that we have. Let's listen a little bit now to Nigel, going back to Nigel Farage. Here he is with a politically correct member of the press in Britain. He's back in Britain here. And this politically correct person is trying to do to Nigel Farage what they try to do to Marine Le Pen and Donald Trump. And let's see how Nigel Farage handles this clown. Here he goes.
The rest of Europe is.
So what's the need for a ban?
This is why we have elections, Andrew. We have elections so that voters can make choices. And they voted for Donald Trump to become president. And he said he would put bans in place and then move towards extreme vetting. Now, as far as Syria is concerned, he's made that decision. But that's what he was voted in for. And I really
I'm asking how, since you know him, you've met him, you're a confidant of his, I'm testing you on the logic of it. Not that he's democratically elected. Yeah. I'm not asking you about
well,
that.
The logic
I'm trying
of it
to
is.
Get the case, particularly since if you take the seven countries of which the ban applies for 90 days, again, of these seven countries, its citizens have not been involved in terrorist attacks in the United States.
And, of course, it would be a mistake to say that it's just Muslim countries, because the biggest Muslim countries in the world, of course, have not been included in this. Look, the point is, they have made this assessment. They bought themselves 90 days to think about the policy. This is exactly what Trump's voters would have wanted him to do.
You once said that the president's rhetoric on Muslims and immigration made even you feel, quote, very uncomfortable.
Okay. Well, all right, there you go. The usual there from the media, but you see Nigel Farage doing a good job of handling this guy. Now let's hear our man, Trump. Let's see what he has to say to us in his first weekly address. And let's look forward to, let's see, George, to 4 years. So let's look forward to 208 more weekly address says. Here he goes. I love this. Your weekly address is the title here I'm looking at.
My fellow Americans, 1 week ago, our administration assumed the enormous responsibilities that you, the American people, have placed in us. There is much work to do in the days ahead, but I wanted to give you an update on what we have accomplished already. In my first few days as your president, I've met with the leaders of some of our nation's top manufacturing companies and labor unions. My message was clear. We want to make things in America, and we want to use American workers. Since my election, many companies have announced they are no longer moving jobs out of our country, but are instead keeping and creating jobs right here in America. Every day, we are fulfilling the promise we made to the American people. Here are just a few of the executive actions that I have taken in the last few days in order to prepare for repealing and replacing Obamacare. It's about time. The withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership so that we can negotiate one-on-one deals that protect American workers. That would have been a disastrous deal for our workers. In order to begin construction of the Keystone and Dakota Access pipelines following a renegotiation of terms with the requirement that pipelines installed in America be built with American steel and manufactured here. A directive to expedite permits for new infrastructure and new manufacturing plants. In order to immediately begin...
Let me pause the president right there. We will come back to you, Mr. President, right after this break, also with your calls. Stay tuned.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I am a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. We're back, and let me resume. Let's go back to our president. And this is Donald Trump giving us his report on his first week in the Oval Office. I'll hit resume. Here we go.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you guys all right?
Let me get tuned up here just a little bit. Turn down some audio on somebody else. There we go. Get rid of that. Let's go back to our president.
Sanctuary cities. They are not safe. We have to take care of that horrible situation. This administration has hit the ground running at a record pace. Everybody's talking about it. We're doing it with speed, and we're doing it with intelligence, and we will never, ever stop fighting on behalf of the American people. God bless you, and God bless America.
Nice. Nice. Now, that is what we can now get used to. We've never had such a thing before. That was a fireside chat from our president. We'll get one every week. It's at whitehouse.gov. And it's also simultaneously on YouTube. the YouTube version of this, and the left is taking out after these YouTubes. It's obvious when you look at the YouTubes, there's a concerted effort to do a thumbs down on Donald Trump YouTube. So the left is, they're all the same people that were at the Women's March on Saturday, last Saturday. They're down, they're giving thumbs down to Donald Trump's videos. these people. So, let's go to Matt Drudge for just a second. Matt Drudge, he is on his website. He is chewing out the Republican Party for compelling Donald Trump to do as much as he is doing on his own. They're not giving him the support that they should be. Good for you, Matt Drudge. Way to go. And that's what we hope to do here, the same sort of pressure. Let's go to some callers here. Jeff in Chicago, thank you for calling, sir.
Hello, James and George. Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Well, what you're about to say. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm about to say is might make me banned forever, but I have to say this. If anybody hurts my president, Donald J. Trump.
Wait a minute. I know you, Jeff. Now, here's the thing. We are going to defend Donald Trump. But here's the thing about once we're in power, Jeff, if I'm all wet on what I'm about to say, just correct me, because I'm trying to sort of like read your mind. The Donald Trump is in power, and the levers of power are in his hands. So we don't have to talk in desperate terms, as you know, as people on the fringe or on the outside, or you know what we're going to do to the guy that does something to us. Well, what are we going to do to you?
Okay.
Of course, all those things are true. I mean, Donald Trump wields power. You know, when you see the security team around him, hundreds of guys with awesome arsenals under their jackets, they're going to do some mighty nasty things to anybody that tries to attack Donald Trump. So you and I are not needed. We don't personally need to step in to defend Donald Trump. But go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Finish your statement. The reason I'm saying this is that just – In just a moment of what you could say rhetorical excess, you know, it's possible for us to say, this is what I would do to you if you do this to my guy. And the other side uses that against us. You know, we don't need to say that. But go ahead. I probably am completely all wet. Go ahead and say what you're going to say, Jeff.
Well, actually, you remarkably were tapping into my mind. I will dedicate my, if anything happens to my president, I will dedicate my life to revenge for those people like the Hillary and Obama people. So,
that's good. I liked the way you said that. That's good. Dedicate your life, righting the wrong. Or to revenge. That's good. That's fine.
You know, all of us people listening to your show and the snowflakes, we already know how the dedicated, I'm sorry, Donald Trump is our man, okay? And if anybody hurts him, they will be whatever. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, and Jeff, I hear you, and Donald Trump so much is our man that, and the other side has to contemplate that. You know, if you want to, anything you try against our man, you're right. The fury that it will awaken will be awesome, and it will not abate. Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? And these snowflakes and these Trump haters that. Oh, they're so whatever. because of what he stands for. But, hey, when Obama was in office, well, that's okay. Yeah, he can drone kill wedding parties in Pakistan and Afghanistan. He can murder dozens of people with his drones, but he's okay because he's on our side.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jeff, moral hypocrisy is fundamental to liberalism. It's absolutely at the core of liberalism. A double standard is at the core of liberalism. So you nailed that one. The response that we have, the revenge, Jeff, the revenge that we'll have and the fury that will be awakened if anything happens to our man will be a mass fury. It will be mass revenge.
Well, James, I'm going to leave the listeners with this thought. Anybody hurts my president, Donald J. Trump, so help me, bleeping God. Hillary Clinton and her family and Obama and their family will be the first people to be revenged, okay?
No, Jeff, right. Now let me just take this opportunity. Right. Jeff, don't say things like that. You can't do that.
Well,
you can't, Jeff. Think. Use your brain. Use your brain.
All right.
You can't say no. Here's the problem, Jeff. Look, to say that there will be fury if anything happens to Donald Trump, there will be fury from the American patriot people. You are absolutely correct, but individual, you can't say it that way, and you can't name somebody and say, you know, look out, you, and you look out, and this is going to happen to you. You can't do that. That comes off as a personal threat. You can't do that. You just can't do that. It's useless and it's wrong. So what we're protecting is our nation, and we're not in a fight. We've won, Jeff. We won,
right,
and Donald Trump won. So we don't have to talk like desperate losers. We won. And the
James, I can help both of you from an article that's right on RBN called "The Coyote Uprising in America." In short, it's kind of pessimistic. I think it's crap. And it's an article that says, oh my God, the left is in the street demonstrating. And we were out in the street demonstrating the last 15 months. And Donald Trump had, 20, 30, 40,000 people at each of his rallies. And Trump should and will do like all other presidents in the last 150 years. He's going to ignore the demonstrations. If they get really, really loud, armed forces, police, XYZ, will, keep them from getting too much out of hand. And they're only going to be able to keep this up for some limited number of weeks, I think. Maybe they go on for 2 or 3 months, but this is the way things work. It's a 4-year cycle. Our guy won, and the right thing to do is ignore the demonstrations.
Yeah, and
he's going to do that.
Yeah, and Jeff, I love what you just said, that you would pledge yourself, you would pledge your life to righting a wrong. And Henry Ford said the same thing during World War I. He said, I pledge my life and my fortune to ending this war, which was carnage against white folks. And that's the right approach, that, those of us in what Donald Trump correctly says, he's launched a movement. And so we're all pledged. We're pledging our lives to saving our people, particular individuals like the Obamas and other clowns produced by the left, they are almost beside the point. Preserving our people, that's it. That's what we're pledging ourselves to, not personal. It's we're pledging ourselves to saving our people, and that's what's beautiful. That's what I hear in your voice, Jeff. And so, I just want to leave you with that thought.
James and George, thank you for putting me back to reality. And yes, I still want to. But James, thank you for being logical. Okay.
Okay, Jim.
All right. I mean, I really do have I think it's time to let somebody else call in. All right, so.
All right, Jeff.
We can talk offline. Hey, George, come on, man. Give me an email, man. I want to talk to you, man. Privately. I mean, you and I are so much on the page, okay? Come on, man.
All right,
okay. Thank you, brother.
Bye. All right, thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. Let's go to another caller, Tom. Another. if you think Jeff's hair is on fire. All right, get ready for Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Well, hey, James, how you doing, George? James, how you doing, George? James, listen, that guy, Jeff, last call, he's in Chicago, and I'm from Chicago originally. I believe Jeff knows there's like 42 shootings over the weekend. It's Rahm Emanuel screaming that Trump better not bring in the National Guard. I think that's the best thing for Jeff to calm down is get out of Chicago, get out of Illinois. The place is overtaxed. You freeze your butt off. If I was him, I'd probably, a lot of Chicagoans are going to Arizona or New Mexico or Idaho. I'd probably get out of that area. I definitely wouldn't stay in Chicago paying all, and Illinois paying those taxes. But, well, James, what I want to get back with Jeff and you on is this. Jeff needs to calm down because Donald Trump right now put a portrait of Andrew Jackson back in the Oval Office. And that tells you everything right there about the man. He's putting the great leaders that we had in this country from the beginning, and Andrew Jackson definitely goes down as one. Trump's got his portrait in the Oval Office. You're going to see nothing but great things from Donald Trump for the next, I believe, 16 years, maybe 20 years. They're going to hold this thing, Jeff, for at least 12 to 16 years, the Republicans and Trump and Pence. So now that's to ease your mind, Jeff. But I just got to say this. The fakery of and Chucky Schmucky is Schumer is a Zionist. The way he was crying yesterday, it looked so fake. It looked like all these Hollywood actors he's got out in Hollywood nowadays, James. These actors are all phony baloney. None of these actors can act anymore. It's an absolute joke what's going on in Hollywood. And I'll tell you what's really got me on, James. I want to see George Soros get arrested. That's what Donald Trump should concentrate on. Maybe even Putin. They ought to round up this Goldfinger or whatever you want to call him, Goldfinger or Dr. No or whoever this guy Soros pretends to be. You know, he wants to crash world economies so he can gain all this, reap his evil rewards. Well, this guy, I think, Soros is the one that needs to go to jail. And they don't want to talk about that media, but why don't we get to the Zionist media control? They're 2% of the population, James, and you know that, and I know that. George knows that. But they control probably, I would say, a good 80% of the media. And
Soros is such a nasty individual, and he's spending so much money on the left's cause. And the left is, you know, not only is moral hypocrisy essential to liberalism, violence is also. These people are violent. This is what the Donald Trump supporters found out at rallies, like the one in Costa Mesa and, you know, in Southern California, where the left is, by its nature, is violent. And we are, by our nature, peaceful. So the George Soros, he is fomenting violent revolutions like the one he fomented in Ukraine to throw out an elected government in a revolution. Soros probably, I'm with you. He should be investigated, and if somebody finds him caught in the act committing an illegal act, yes, let's jail
James
for George Soros. Yeah,
this guy's a Goldfinger, he's a bad guy.
He is an extremely bad guy. Tom, thank you very much. Let's go to William in Montana. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, James and George. I sort of contrast the, you know, sort of the manic energy in the United States with what I saw today in Moscow. Dmitry Peskov, who is the Russian presidential spokesman, said that Putin and Trump will probably meet before the G20 summit in July. That's early July.
Okay.
And he also said that you know, the conversation that they had on the 28th was very constructive, and it centered on international security and on how to go about joining forces to fight international terrorism. And what's interesting is I read about three or four articles today. And all the editorials said that this anti-Americanism you know, that has flared up from time to time in Russia, and also the Russian sanctions were really based, really was the miserable legacy. All three of these essays, you know, these editorials said the miserable legacy of Obama. And they turned around and they were also saying, on the other side, they were all praising Trump because they said, here is a man you can trust. I mean, he doesn't beat around the bush. He doesn't say one thing and do another. I mean, he's just right out there. So
beautiful.
There's
William,
really amazing feeling that's happening over there now.
It is beautiful. Now, hang on. Stay on the line with us, William. And we'll talk after the break about Donald Trump's Supreme Court nomination, which we are told Donald Trump says he's picked his man, and we'll hear it tomorrow. Stay tuned for that.
The good times ain't over for good.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. We're actually in our last segment, the way time flies. And we've got William in Montana on the line with us. And William, thank you very much for bringing that update from Dmitry Peskov in Russia, where they are they're really being analytical and logical about these things.
Also, another thing that happened today was that, you know, one very well-known political analyst said, where do Americans in the street come up with this calling what Trump did a Muslim ban. They said, to us, this just sounds like straightforward, you know, border security. There's no Muslim ban. There's no anti-Muslim. This is just what we already do to protect the integrity of our border.
Yeah, exactly. And shifting the topic just a little bit, William, because I'm very interested to hear your take on this. You're such a keen thinker. Tomorrow, we are told Donald Trump announced today, he put out a tweet saying, I'm going to announce my Supreme Court pick tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, we go on the air at 9 p.m. Eastern Time here on this show. So, folks, Donald Trump has timed his announcement perfectly for our program. Good job, Mr. President. So we're going to have that news is going to be hot news when we go on the air tomorrow night. It's going to be now Trump did not say it would be one of these three men. That word is just being bandied about, but possibly that word was put out by Trump. But the three that were being talked about, Thomas Hardiman, age 51, he's the guy who said he's the Notre Dame and Georgetown man who said that Roe v. Wade is the worst decision ever. I like him. William Pryor, only 54 years old. Donald Trump's going as young as you could go. You couldn't nominate a 38-year-old Supreme Court justice. 51 of Thomas Hardiman, 54 with William Pryor, former Alabama Attorney General and a Jeff Sessions man. He looks wonderful. And then the third choice, Neil Gorsuch, 49 years old, and he also looks fantastic and somebody who really admires Antonin Scalia in Neil Gorsuch and who has the same philosophy. So we are likely to get, William, one of these three tomorrow. This will be exciting. And Donald Trump will do masterfully, as he's done every day of his campaign, he will make sure he steals the headlines, that he sets the headlines, that he sets the agenda, and that he takes the initiative away from our enemies in the media. He's wrong-footing the media. They can't get their balance. Donald Trump hits them with something new every day. Go ahead, William.
Yeah, again, I try to contrast what we're doing here in this country with what's happening in Moscow. That's the one I know the best. And one of the things that they have said about Trump is that he is always ahead of the press because the press has no experience. The people who are in the press are not experts. You know, they're hacks. And so, how do you get anything from them except, just blither?
Yeah, it's wonderful, yeah. Donald Trump, really, they're outmatched by Donald Trump. And folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're going to have that Supreme Court announcement right here on this show. And we'll probably devote the show to talking about Donald Trump's pick to replace Antonin Scalia. See you tomorrow night with that. Thank you, William.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.